brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where the more we drink, the funnier we get. Well, at least we think that.
Yeah, that's.
And there you are. There it is.
There it is.
Joining me today at the table is good old boy Dave.
Hello, baby.
Oh.
Just enough time.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey.
Baby. So nice of you to call me baby.
Buddy. Out of love. Wow.
I always call you baby.
Thank baby. You, buddy.
Okay. Stop. 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 Good away, Kendall. Hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Liar.
No, I really am. This is a cool thing.
This
I've never
will be cool.
done.
He's got resting my face right now.
Yeah.
Never good done this much before.
Good old boy Caperton. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good old boy Drew.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, there we go.
Drew dozed off there.
Hi, Drew.
Second.
I'm good old gal Juliana.
I'm the boss.
And today's episode, we are going to do a price point show on one of our favorite non-beer drinks.
Oh.
Otherwise known as mead.
Mead,
yes.
We'll not only taste and discuss the meads, but we're going to talk about how much they cost and if we think that they're worth it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love these.
But first of all, this sud segment is brought to you by...
You're a grown-up, so now it's time to act and drink like one. You want whiskey, but without all that alcohol. In comes Whiskey AF, the alcohol-free whiskey experience, made from artisanal rainwater hand-collected by Aborigines, then barrel-aged to give the look of bourbon without the burn. Whiskey AF, it's not the real thing, it's better.
This exists. Yeah. You know this, right?
I know.
Okay.
Does it really?
I gotta talk about my first thought was, this guy sounds cheesy AF. And then I hit, then I realized it was Dave.
You know what?
He sorry, is buddy. Cheesy.
Sorry,
AF.
Buddy. That was a fleeting. It was a fleeting thought.
It's what I was going for.
I was like, who is this guy?
Okay.
You're a real jerk.
Yeah. Sorry.
For a lot of us, when we go into a store looking for beer, cider, mead, or anything like that, we usually have a price point in our mind before we get to the shelves. Mm-hmm. Most of us.
Yeah.
Okay, today I'm not going to spend more than like a certain amount of money, right? Like $20, whatever. Okay. That's a great way to stay on budget, but it might make you miss out on something great that seems a little too pricey.
Sure. I concur.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
there was a pause there.
It's like she wants an interaction.
Like well, yeah. And I'm not getting it
felt
as
like
usual.
I should interject there.
Hey.
On the other hand, save just because later. Something costs more doesn't mean it tastes better, or at least not that much better than something a few dollars less. Mm. Case in point, some bourbons, but that's another discussion.
Well.
So, what should you do as a
what do you do?
As a consumer, right?
What do I do?
Right.
What should you do?
What do I do?
You should listen to experts like us.
Oh.
Well, not us.
Oh.
But experts.
But people who are like that's us, right. Yeah, but actual right. experts.
But no stuff. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, we are here to help the consumer.
Oh, good.
Right?
Yeah, I hope so.
If you say so.
And today we're talking about mead. But for those of you that may not know, good old boy Drew is going to give us a little primer on what is mead.
Have you tried the honey liquor we call mead? Gives a man a halo, does mead.
I'm trying to remember where that came from.
That
it sounds very
it?
Familiar.
Can we,
maybe Robert Baratheon?
Can we?
No.
A little before that.
Right. Can we mention it? Or Are we going to get sued? Or?
Gotcha. So I didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
You have to see where your fryer is tucked in.
From Wikipedia,
from the
sum of all human knowledge, mead is an alcoholic beverage created by fermenting honey with water, sometimes with various fruits, spices, grains, or hops. The alcoholic content ranges from about 3.5% ABV to more than 18% ABV. The defining characteristic is that the majority of the beverage's fermentable sugar is derived from honey. It may be still, carbonated, or naturally sparkling, dry, semi-sweet, or sweet. Pottery vessels, amphora, dating from 7,000 BCE, discovered in northern China, have shown chemical signatures consistent with the presence of honey, rice, and organic compounds associated with fermentation.
That's a long time ago.
In Europe, it is first described from residual samples found in ceramics of the Bell Beaker culture. That would be 2,800 to 1,800 BCE. The earliest surviving description of mead is possibly the Soma mentioned in the hymns of the Rigveda, one of the sacred books of the historical Vedic religion and later Hinduism. So I probably just murdered that pronunciation.
I think it's
dated around 1700 to 1100. During the golden age of ancient Greece, mead was said to be the preferred drink. Aristotle, Pliny the Elder, not the beer. They all referenced mead and differentiated it from wine, which was sweetened with honey, or honey wine.
Yeah.
So, there is your brief summary.
I like it.
That was
very good.
Well done.
I'm calling BS on a couple of things.
All right, go ahead.
First off, I think we made up the Bell Beaker culture. And secondly, 7,000 years ago, man, they need to wash their dishes back
then.
Hey,
dude. I mean, what? Hey, the Chinese, they're still making stuff.
Were they not too hygienic that it's still in there 7,000 years later? There's still some crusty rice and some old funky honey?
Yeah.
Yeah, because honey holds everything.
But I never, that Bell Beaker thing.
Isn't it naturally?
That sounds totally made up.
Honey doesn't.
Antibacterial?
Yeah, honey never dies.
Honey never dies.
Never dies, never goes away. Nope. Crystallizes. That's okay. It.
Is that like Goonies?
It's antibacterial.
It's like resin.
Antimicrobial. All that.
Oh, I had an argument about this once. I remember that now.
Yeah. Did you win?
Well, yeah, I did in my mind, but nobody else agreed with me.
You should see the other guy.
I just felt like honey as antimicrobial was a bad idea to put it on a dog. Because he's just going to lick the honey off.
Okay,
there's a story there I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I kind of agree with you.
Thank you, Kendall, having a trashy mind.
I do think agree that putting honey on a dog is a bad idea, regardless of any other intentions.
Or anything other than an English muffin or some toast or some mead.
Yeah.
Peanut butter sandwich.
Now that I say that, I can think of some more fun activities.
Okay, you know what? Let's move on.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay. And now our rating is not PG.
Banned again.
True. Okay. So to let everyone know how we do this, we label cups with letters.
Letters.
And good old boy Dave poured the meads for all. The boys.
I only put my finger in a couple of the cups. So yes.
Good.
Yeah. There you go. Enjoy.
No one knows which mead is in which cup but me, actually.
Okay.
Because I forgot.
Okay.
In fact, none of the hosts know what mead we are even doing, except for
the poor,
you and I.
The poorer and the knower.
Yeah.
The poorer and the knower. I like that.
The key and the key master.
That's exactly it.
I am the key master.
So,
are you the gatekeeper?
We are going to discuss each one, and the rating that we're going to give them is whether it's worth it or not.
Right.
Based on their price point.
Up or down.
Cool.
Based on the price.
I think we can all agree that mead is pricey.
Pricey,
like, especially if you compare it to beer or cider, because honey is hard to produce and hard to get in large quantities.
So the consumer can decide their own price point that they're comfortable with. But, but we're going into this knowing that honey is expensive to make.
It is.
Because you have to have honey. You know?
Exactly. And right off the bat, you're not going to get a six-pack of this for $9.99.
Right.
There's no Bud Light honey.
Are there six-packs of mead Do you guys know of any?
I've never seen one.
No. Is it in a can ever?
You can get it in a can.
Yes.
I've seen tall boy cans.
You can if I'm around.
I've seen bombers.
And again.
Wouldn't the antimicrobial nature of honey make it difficult to ferment?
It is very difficult to ferment for a variety of reasons, mostly the lack of nutrients for yeast, that they need more than just sugar.
And usually a lot of people will heat it up to 160-ish.
You go, boy. I don't know.
And then cool it back, crash it back to fermentation temperatures. Yeah,
so you're kind of zapping everything there.
Yeah, just to get it dead.
What do we call that? Pasteurizing.
There you go.
That's
pasteurizing.
Yeah. Louis.
Okay. Now, we're not meadographers or meadologists here. So
by a long shot.
Make sure you read up on your mead before you listen to us.
Yeah, because we may not.
But we'll tell you if it tastes good.
But I know a little bit. I know that I've
made it.
It's expensive to manufacture. Yeah. It's difficult to ferment, which was why it's sweet.
But once it kicks off. Son, it kicks off.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, part of the process is the length of time it takes to produce a final product.
Yeah.
You know, the nice thing about beer is within a couple months, you can have something packaged and canned and, you know, on your front door. But mead does take a lot longer.
A while.
You know, so patience comes at a price.
Yeah.
And a premium.
I concur. So all that's factored in here.
Yes.
The price and all this stuff. So it's not as cheap to manufacture.
Most people don't drink mead every day. It's not like you're...
It's a special drink.
Yeah, you don't have a lawnmower mead.
Yeah,
we're not Vikings.
Exactly.
If I was running stuff, I would.
Well, we'll return with the meads in just a minute.
Oh, snaps.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is a really cool episode because we're going to talk about meads that we don't know what they are.
We don't even know.
We don't know anything.
What is mead?
So that's like every episode.
Don't lump yourselves in with me.
Yeah, right? How is this different?
Yeah.
But we will let you know if they are worth it.
It's five idiots at a table.
We'll do our best.
Something different.
Wow. Okay, so let's start. I know, no beep, no buzz, started. No nothing. Yeah. Okay, let's start with A.
Mead A.
Yes, mead
Everyone
A.
Everyone taste mead A.
Mead A is $19.99 for a 750 ml bottle.
Okay,
doesn't sound bad.
No,
79 cents per ounce.
Yep.
Okay. This is 5 parts clover and 1 part wildflower. The sweetness is medium, and it's considered a sessionable melomel. Okay?
Talk to me about melomel.
It's a fruited mead.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those words that's been used around me, and I nodded like I knew what they were talking about.
But now you know.
So like I do every day. Yeah.
So I wrinkled my brow and nodded. Yes. I was like, oh,
that's what I do
most. So a fruited mead is mellow male.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Kendall? What are your notes?
Did I totally miss it? Did we mention the fruit yet, or we got to guess?
No, I was going to let you guys guess. Yeah.
Is it passion
there
fruit?
Is a fruit.
It is not passion fruit.
All right, good to know.
Certain of that.
Kendall would have said that first thing. Yeah.
I get like a melon sort of. Is it a melony thing or no? No?
You taste melony?
I'm getting a little bit of apple. Girl.
Where is she?
Little girl. But
I would say apple as well.
Yeah, but you know, I get apple. A little honey in when I get apple, when I eat apples. So maybe it's just my mind playing tricks on me. I'm not that educated yet on meads. I'm definitely getting the honey.
Yeah.
But there's almost a earthiness to it.
I think it's clover. Really like. Clover. I mean, I get.
Yeah, like, I think that's the clover that's coming the clover out. Clover
coming out in that clover honey.
I like it. Yeah.
Is this a medium? Would you call this a medium sweetness for real?
I think so. It's not overly sweet, but there's a little bit. Sweetness.
It's definitely not a dessert mead, and it's not a super dry mead.
No, it's not dry at all. I was like, it's super sweet.
This is enjoyable. I don't know if I could drink a whole 750, but I would share it with a few friends.
Right.
I'm interested to know the fruit.
It would be apricot.
Apricot. Ooh.
I could totally see myself having this.
I believe, and again, I'm not a meat expert, but I'm pretty sure if it was apple, it would be a sizer.
It would be a sizer. Yes.
A sizer?
A sizer.
C-Y-S-E. With a Z.
Which is a meat with apple?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because apple specific.
That I knew. And when he said apple, I can't get it out of my mind now. I really, that's what.
No, it does. It tastes, there is an apple.
For sure.
You know, impression.
But I guess I get apricot too. I don't know.
It's very soft.
So, but again, okay, so this is on the lower end of the spectrum of what, I mean, this is price 8% wise, ABV, first of all.
Oh, I like that.
8% ABV. And that's something to consider because a lot of meads are going to end up being higher
you can,
ABV.
You can drink
right?
a little bit of this.
8% is considered a session mead.
Yes. Yeah. No, but it is.
Really is that a really category? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Did the mead world go crazy when session meads came out?
What? So, to me, texture-wise, okay, I get some effervescence, and I'm using that term loosely.
It's slightly sparkling.
I was going to ask if any of these were sparkling, because they're a little still now.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, I mean, traditionally, I wouldn't expect me to have.
So a little spritz at the beginning, and then it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you can
just
get
enough.
So, you can get like sparkling, semi-sparkling, and still
But meat. this was just a quick flash. And
right.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think to somebody that wants to, or has never had mead before, maybe might be scared of it, thinking that it's going to be like super sweet because of all the honey in it. Something like this might be approachable,
it's
right?
A tasty little
I agree.
Yeah, tasty little wine.
Yeah.
A for approachable. Yeah.
And the fact that it's 79 cents an ounce.
Yeah.
It's so
$20 for a 750.
A 750, right. I believe they also have 375s, which would be like $9.99.
Okay.
I think this is worth it, right? Yeah. Yes?
I do.
Yeah. And we all agree. Yeah. Okay.
That's unanimous, folks.
So, interestingly, this is Redstone Meaderies.
They're in Boulder,
Sunshine
Colorado.
Nectar.
Yeah. Is that
They call it Sunshine Nectar.
Where are they?
Boulder.
Boulder, Colorado. Co.
Yes. Yeah. It comes in a very distinctive blue glass bottle.
Oh, fancy.
So I think I've seen some cans from these guys as well.
So unlike beer, we don't have to use brown bottles for me. There's no hops or anything. So
And I'm actually, they I'm also come in cans. Together as so oh, there's that. Yes.
In the can. Yes.
So you can either get the 750, which is the blue bottle with the like Grolsch top cap to it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, nice.
Or you can get the can.
Swing top cap or the can.
Which makes it, you know, very portable, right?
Cool.
Well, especially if it's going to be like a sparkling or semi-sparkling mead, you would.
For those for those drunken poolside parties.
That's right.
Because you know that they're there.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah.
This is, and actually, this is, I'm a little skittish when it comes to mead. This is very approachable.
It is, right? Okay, cheers.
Cool.
Moving on to otherwise known as B.
B.
The mead known as B.
Formerly known as B.
Now also, of note, our little redstone buddy was very light in color.
Yes,
right?
It was
very,
strong,
very pale.
I was going to mention pale. That.
Okay.
It almost looked like beer.
But B, however.
Ooh, B stepping up the game.
Yeah. B is a little darker.
And it's kind of hazy.
Very hazy.
It's got some schnoz on it too, man. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I smell booze.
Do you?
It's sort of a vinegar thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like it's a little funky.
It's an odd, yeah.
Okay. So as you're drinking this, chew on this.
Holy patrolly.
Okay. This is 19%. ABV.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It is $1.19 per ounce.
Okay.
And then $29.99 for a 750 bottle.
$30 for a 750.
Yeah. So this one, they have added ginger.
Yeah, they have.
Okay. It creates a slightly spicy, aromatic, sweet, and semi-dry mead.
Yep.
Which is reminiscent of sherry. It's
okay.
Based on a recipe from billions of years ago.
Okay.
I get a little heat from the ginger.
I get the comparison to sherry as well.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I can see that.
A little bit.
Like a fortified.
I wouldn't hate playing with this in a cocktail, you know, as a substitute for some other ginger ingredients.
So this is way more complex than the previous meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I should point that out now.
Yes.
That what we're struggling with here is that you're bombarded with scents and flavors here.
Now, mm-hmm. I think to Drew's point, the good thing about something like this is if you were going to get it to use as a for cocktails or something, you don't have to drink it all at once. It's not going to go bad necessarily.
No.
It's just going to... You can put the top back in and do your thing. I think $30 is a little much for me.
Yeah.
For this particular one.
It doesn't seem like a drinking meat. Like, I would want to sit down with two friends and split a bottle. It's overwhelming. But
I
think Drew's idea is great. You could whip up some interesting drinks with this.
I mean, you add on some floral components, like a nice little... And to me, anyways, like a gin to like cut through all of this, you know, that's got a lot of floralness to it. Yeah.
To let the ginger come out.
Yeah. And soften it. Because to me, this is a little harsh.
It's a tough drinker.
I also don't think I would hate it with.
I don't hate it though. Sushi. It's just, yeah.
Like sushi rice, the.
Totally.
And then like, you know, a nice piece of, you know, salmon nigiri, something with a little bit of fat to it.
Or something
really spicy.
You need to come hang out at my house, bro. Stop by.
Well, this is
the grocery on the way.
bring the rice and the
just riff. I'll go with whatever shows up.
This reminds me of you know, that goes with sushi.
The pickled ginger.
Thank you.
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting substitute. Something, you know, I'd have it on the side, like some sake and a little bit of this.
Oh, just to clean your palate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Right between,
so just sitting around sipping, though, on its own, it's a little much. It's a banger.
This might be a shooting mead.
Shooting mead?
Sure, like, if you're going to
take a little
shoot.
Shot, you know, just to,
okay.
Okay, but in terms of the viscosity of it versus... the 8% that we have. You know what I mean? So this is a little bit more than double.
It's a big step up.
It is syrupy, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so that's something that to
but
me reminds...
But it is semi-dry. It's not overly sweet.
No.
You definitely get the ginger. You get a little spice. You get a little spiciness from it.
And
it's just overwhelming.
Palate-wise, when I'm thinking about what a meat is, this fits more the profile of what a very traditional meat is.
Okay.
You know, a little bit like viscosity lingers on the tongue, kind of coats it.
Yep, it does.
I may not want this to coat my tongue, but there's that.
Hey. It's going to coat it either way, I think,
right.
Whether you want it to or not.
Well, true.
You guys got to quit talking about coating.
He's a lonely, lonely man.
So this one is from Dansk.
Dansk Mjord.
Yes. They're a traditional brewery that has been brewing mead since 1994 based on old recipes along with the stories and myths and all that kind of great stuff. So
tales of daring. There's that.
Yeah. So this is called GL Dance Dansk Mjød.
Goldansk.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But we are gonna say no. This is not worth it.
Sorry. Not for us.
Sorry.
However, just of note though, their bottles are gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Whip it out, girl.
It's a really
gorgeous
ceramic, and you we have seen these.
What's their? What's the? What do they make?
Viking Blod. That's
the one I always see on the shelf.
Yeah,
it sort of stands out.
Right. Yeah. So, yay to this!
Very iconic bottle. Yeah.
It is. It
looks like crockery. It's painted.
It is crockery.
Is it really? Or is it a painted bottle?
They're Danish, and a lot of the recipes come from like the year 1700. And stuff like that. So they're very traditional meadery from way back. Yeah.
I bet in 1700 this was the snaz, you spend a full day out in the fields or whatever.
Right here.
If you pour it on a horn, does it taste better?
Yeah.
Either that or a day of ravaging other villages.
Pillaging.
And being a Viking and all.
It's like, Carl, what you been up to, man?
Sacking villages.
I was sacking and villaging all day, man. I need something.
I need a crusher.
Let me get you a tumbler of mead.
You have just increased your bicep width by twofold by just drinking this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel tough.
Okay.
I need to increase other stuff.
Movie.
Hey. Taking some of this home.
As only said by good old boy Dave.
Okay.
We would like to insert a disclaimer that this is not a medical.
Whew. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's talk about C.
I love that letter.
C is for cookie.
C is for caper. What C's got going on?
This is nice. It doesn't have the heat of the ginger.
That's a
the
plus.
Nose is much more floral, honey.
Still boozy.
Still super boozy.
But I think you just have to wrap your mind around that, though. It's like,
these are
going to be boozy.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
Let it go, bro. Let it go.
Especially if they're not fruited or anything.
Right.
You just get the...
Especially if they're
20%. So this tastes, 20%. To me, this tastes very similar. Obviously... Let me just say it's different, but I'm picking up on similarities.
So
is it the same?
Very similar.
Yeah.
So this one is 19% ABV.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $1.19 per ounce. $29.99 for a 750.
Yep.
This is a very nuanced traditional mead. Slightly spicy. Aromatic, sweet, semi-dry mead, reminiscent of a white port wine.
Is that true, Mike?
It's not true.
I'll tell you, a lot of these have hops in them as well.
What? That is
Are
you serious?
Yeah.
Yep.
For what reason?
Well,
why not?
I think it's
you got to do better than that.
Well, it's the same as with why do you put hops in beer
to balance out the sweetness?
Yeah, it's giving it that little bit of bitter, kind of spiciness thing going on.
Now you don't need the antimicrobial components of hops necessarily as much with mead. It's more for the balance of the. Yeah.
So I wonder what the. So they don't obviously rate the IBU levels of meads, or do they?
Probably some do, but
interesting.
But you don't necessarily make mead the same way you make. Well, I'll tell you. Here's the difference: you don't boil mead.
Okay.
You're not going to get the alphas. You're just going to get the hop.
Yeah.
Flavor. So it's not going to give you as much bitterness.
Gotcha.
That's good. See, I'm glad we talked that out.
Yeah.
Let's hug it out. Unless you...
Are we sure they don't boil this a little
bit? Nobody wants to hug with me.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just smiling and nodding.
It's not recommended that you boil the honey.
Gotcha.
But you could.
Well, say, so what about that pasteurization process?
Well, you know, that's not a boil.
You get to 170. Maybe pull some bitterness out at that temperature.
You, according to some of the brewing software, you don't. But those of us who brew know that you do.
You get a little bit. You get the bottom end of it.
Yeah.
Because
that's whirlpool temperature, and it's not supposed to really lend any bitterness.
But it does.
But it does.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah. It does more than just isomerize the oils.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I do like this one a little bit better because I feel like it's a little bit more balanced, right?
I do too.
Yep.
I mean, in terms of color, it's a little bit darker.
It's got more.
I don't know. Mine's all clear. Oh, wait. I drank it all. Sorry.
No, this one,
it's more approachable.
Yeah,
it's like
it is.
You get the feeling that you're drinking something very traditional.
I think the
ginger
ginger maybe detracted the last one a little bit.
It did.
It's too overpowering.
It's my theory that ginger distracts the palate from everything, but
very
true. That's just me. It has to be very subtle or you're just going to pick up
I think it may be safe to say traditionally, minus fruits that are added into a mead, you know, to maybe accentuate the type of honey that's in the mead. I think overall, you want to be sort of basic, you know, with your mead flavorings and adjuncts.
A basic bee?
Yeah, you want to be a basic bee.
So no juniper berries or... Do they do anything like that?
I bet they do.
I bet they do.
I bet they do.
Yeah. They threw that stuff in everything.
So again, slick on the tongue. It's layered. It lasts longer. It does. A nice rounded honey flavor, right?
Yep.
And we're going to say that this one is worth the price.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Yes. One, of course, is another Dance Mule.
Welcome to Dance Mule.
I can taste some. I don't know if it's the yeast they use or what. There's some similarities.
And what's really interesting is that they're saying that these recipes were written down in the Nordic countries in the 1500s by an archbishop. And he said that the recipe comprised of water, honey, hops, brewer's yeast, which I don't know if they had brewer's yeast back then, but whatever. And concludes that on the eighth day it may be drunk, but the longer it is left, the purer and better it'll be.
That makes sense.
Sure.
What's this one called?
Something about attenuation there?
This one is called the Vikingerness.
So this is Viking's mead.
This is Viking mead. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we will return with some more mead in just a minute.
The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
We're making all sorts of noise.
Sorry, I fell into the wind chime.
What is that all about?
We were having a meditation moment.
Just
and the moment.
Executive.
Yes. So we're doing a blind tasting of meads today.
Correct.
And we're determining whether they're worth the price or not.
Yeah.
We're here for you, the listeners and the consumers. Mm-hmm. So when you see this on the shelves, it may look pretty. But is it worth it?
Yeah, because when it
tastes pretty.
Yeah, when it comes to mead, you're not going to do like a pick six there. Right. It's kind of pricey, man.
We're going to do mead.
Just bring your credit card.
If you were a baller, you could for sure.
Well, let's move on to D as in dog.
D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
Dog David. Dog.
I prefer D as in Drew, but you know.
Dog David Drew.
So D is a more... Out of the group that we have, it's very orange in comparison,
very
right?
Amber.
I would say pink.
amber.
It's almost, you're right. It's almost. Well,
it is, it's not as hazy as the previous one.
There's a little sharpness to it.
Oh. Can't quite pick out what is there.
I like that.
There's this one there.
Smells like cologne.
This one is hoppy, dry, spicy, and very warming. So, for those of you,
it's warming, all right.
So, for those of you just tuning, well, this is 19% as well.
Okay.
Dang. Yeah. And this is a metheglin. And metheglins meads are meads with spices added.
Okay.
Methamphetamine?
No.
I'm a metheglamine.
I knew I was a meth head.
Hey, you know what?
I like this.
That would be a good t-shirt.
I like this one too.
Yeah. I'm a meth head. Metheglin.
There's like this green.
You make some new friends. That's what I need.
None of them
have some friends in the meth crowd.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on over there? You look like you're up to something. What?
Okay. So what do we think?
Oh, I
like it.
I like
I like the spiciness of this one.
Spicy, floral.
It's very reminiscent of some Amari that I've had.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I get a little bit of orange. I mean, do we think they might have a little orange blossom honey in this?
This would have hibiscus in it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I think that's where you get a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
And again, this is a $1.19 per ounce, $29.99 per bottle.
$7.50?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
Okay.
It's very, I'm not a seasonal kind of guy. I like to defy those traditions, but.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. Oh, go ahead.
So we are going to say that this is thumbs up. This is yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like this one.
So this is Viking blood.
Blood.
Right. So it's a Nordic honey wine with hibiscus and hops.
Yeah. Huh.
And it doesn't say much about it except that it's that.
If you guys bought this with the ceramic bottle, would you keep the bottle and do something with it, or would you just chuck it?
I'm a chucker.
I think I would bury it so somebody would find it 7,000 years later.
In your backyard,
with the top of it broken off.
They were drinking mead in 21st century America.
It'd be worth a lot more if it had the neck on there, but they break off.
I would do olive oils. Flavored olive oils, like it's a nice heavy
olive
bottle.
Oil comes in a bottle. Sure.
It would help the olive oil not become rancid because of the light penetration.
Recycle that stuff.
See, Drew is a thinker.
He is.
I got enough stuff already.
But these are beautiful. I mean,
they are beautiful bottles. Is that the point?
Now.
Is that why they're $30 a bottle?
Exactly.
I concur. Exactly. Oh, you're paying a little bit for the packaging.
That's a great question, but like, are you paying for the packaging? Or are you paying for the ABV?
Right. You're paying for the ABV.
So, A, they're coming from Denmark.
Obviously, packaging factors in there.
So, they're coming from Denmark.
Yeah.
They're high ABV, and they use spices and different fruits and things with them as well.
Yeah.
So, I think you have to factor all that into the price component.
Yeah.
There's not an insignificant weight factor, you know, for shipping it from Denmark. And yes, the ABV is a big point, especially in states where taxes are determined by the ABV level.
So I think you have to think through that. Like this to me, like these meads, the 19% meads, those are like something you take to a party that you're going to share it around.
Yeah.
It's not a, hey, let's, you know, watch football and get drunk on mead.
Drink some mead.
Good pillage party.
Yeah. That
sounds like a nightmare.
Let's watch some Scandinavian death metal concerts on YouTube.
That sounds fun.
And drink mead.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, let's move on.
So, we gave that the thumbs up? Yeah.
We did give it a thumbs up.
All right.
I concur.
Mead E. It's very hazy.
It is hazy. It's lighter.
Oh, it smells lighter.
Kind of fruity. I would think this one has the apricot in it.
Still a little boozy.
Mm-hmm. It's a little boozy. Yeah.
This is another 19%.
Semi-dry.
I like the stickiness to it.
Yeah, like a candy, like candied apricots.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Turkish Delight.
Ooh.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
I had a dream about Turkish Delight the other
day. Really?
Yeah.
Really? When was the last time you had Turkish Delight?
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's time.
I mean, no.
You start popping up in your dreams.
It's great, but what color do you like the best?
Green.
Yeah.
Who knows what that is? Nobody knows.
The green is an odd color, isn't it?
Cardamom or something.
I know, because it's not orange and it's not lemon. Yeah. Okay. So, what do we think about it?
What did we say the price was again?
$30.
$30.
$7.50. This is another 19% ABV, $1.19 an ounce.
Like this come in a crockery not, bottle too.
This one's not as enjoyable to me as the last one.
I agree. Like it was, it had a promising sort of aroma.
It started okay, and then it.
Okay, what's interesting is this is a sizer.
Oh,
so this one has a blend apple. Of wow. honey and apple juice that's fermented.
Wow.
But there's also Myrica Gale. So this isn't hops per se, but this is Myrica Gale. And for those that love, what's my favorite Irish? Yeah, exactly.
Scottish beer.
Yes, yes, yes. So Frausch is, for those of you that have tuned in before, Frausch is one of my favorites.
It's a heather ale.
Yeah, it's a heather ale, but use Myrica Gale in their hopping agent since they don't use hops.
Right.
This has got that nest to it, if you will.
So to me, this one, it has a definite historical component.
It does.
Like before people used hops, or if they couldn't get hops, you know, where they were, you could get apples, and you blend it or whatever. So there's that, but I don't think I could drink that much of this. Like we're getting about 2 or 3 ounce pours.
Here's the thing is, I think our American palates are not used to something like this. I think if you were a European palate, you might enjoy this better based on.
Well, I'm not gonna give me a two.
I would also point out that if you think about this, I don't think there are several of these that we have, you know, thumbs down said it's not worth it. That in a vacuum by themselves, I would agree. But the experience of having them all together and seeing the contrast between the two has been very enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't know about shelling out $30 times
because they've all been different. Sure. They really have.
No, they are. They are.
You know, seeing
like if you had a party and you each brought a different bottle of it,
yeah,
it would definitely
be a rager.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do we feel about this one?
I'm still gonna go.
You guys are going down.
Okay.
Okay. I think if you're trying, if you want
like this.
Okay, we're gonna say no. That it's not worth the price
by itself.
But
okay,
if you're looking for something, if you have been a lover of meads and you're trying and you want to try something that's a little different, a little bit off the beaten path,
then this
might be worth it. Because I find this from a historical standpoint.
Yeah, me too.
I find this really good because it's different. It's not a traditional mead tasting mead, if that makes any sense.
Right. I think you should definitely do a tasting party where you try all the...
Hi, welcome to Dentmule.
Yeah, where you do all their...
Those.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by the variety. Never drinking a lot of these European meads, that they're all very different.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of cool in that sense.
I'm getting a buzz, too.
Well, there's that.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
Let's move on to F.
Sorry.
Now, F is clear.
F mead.
It's light. It's that traditional... blondie meat color.
Complete departure.
This is a different meadery.
Yes. Well,
so there was a thread running through all of those meats for sure. They were all very different, but there was also a similarity that ran through them all.
Ooh,
wow.
This is
Listerine
cool, though,
made
isn't
a
it?
Mead flavor. I would definitely get on with that.
So this doesn't
as effective as faucet.
I'm going to say this doesn't seem traditional. I like this a lot, right? So it's a huge departure from the previous.
It's very citrusy.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of butterscotch.
Mm, yes.
Interesting. It reminds
me of...
There
is some butterscotch, isn't
I wanted,
there?
I was hoping we could...
Kindle
put this
is
too,
all about the diacetyl.
I was hoping we could talk about the off flavors
it's not
of mead.
Like, bad diacetyl in beer. It's
are there
good,
any off flavors of meat?
I don't know, but they're so THP can form in honey.
Sure,
I would say that you could probably get THP in wheat in mead, not weed, but
THC. But,
THC, all those T's and
okay.
Anyway, but that's another episode.
So this one, Kendall, do you like this one?
I do.
Oh.
And you know why you like this one?
Why?
Because it has passion fruit in it.
Does it really? Yes. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
You can't pull out the passion fruit? We finally found one.
Yeah, the butterscotch is just getting me everywhere.
It's getting you.
Yeah. You know what? I do get a little butterscotch.
But I like it. It's
good quality. So this is lower ABV. This is 8%.
Okay.
79 cents an ounce, $19.99 for a 750.
Yeah.
It's about 8% ABV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
This is really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
This reminds me a lot. I have fermented garlic and honey at home on my countertop before. You know, you
burp
the mason jar. There's some similarity to the flavor for that for me. I mean, it doesn't taste like garlic, but it's very reminiscent. Maybe it's the
what did you use it for after you did it?
Oh my God, with steaks?
I cooked with, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, made a substitute for like white balsamic, typically. So if you want a slightly sweeter, you know, it makes an amazing dressing. You know, vinaigrettes, that type of thing.
Yeah,
Drew eats so much better than
the rest he does. Of us. He's got to.
Okay,
that was me patting
he's
the belly.
He's got to come over.
So, for this price point,
yep,
this is a beautiful flavor. Don't you think?
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have the viscosity of something that's a higher ABV.
It doesn't.
But
for sure,
do you and need that high ABV for something like this?
Not at all. No.
Much lighter in color.
Okay,
this is a drinking meat.
Yeah. I could drink a whole can of this. Right? No problem.
I could put away a full tulip glass full of this.
Well, kids, this is a Redstone.
Redstone. Oh,
wow. Yep. Okay. And there it is.
Lovely
the
bottle.
The Redstone Passion Fruit Nectar.
Lovely blue bottle with a swing cap.
Exactly.
Which I don't, I think that shows you don't have to have the big boozy.
What are you doing, Mike? There you go. Sorry.
That was
Mike is with us.
I broke the wall again.
Yeah. Very good.
It's two thumbs up.
I'm really impressed by this one.
Yeah, 8% might be enough.
Yeah.
ABV.
For this guy, it is, for sure.
Now, granted, you're not going to get that viscosity that you would expect from a traditional meat.
Or the complexity.
But it's got it's a lot more clean when
but
it's.
Do you
when
always
you it,
need that in a meat?
No.
And that's the question.
Variety is the spice of life.
This is what gets you into meat.
This is nice. Yeah.
It gives your palate a little swirl, and then it gets right out of
right,
the way.
Exactly.
That's not to say it's a beginner's meat either, though.
No, not at all.
This might be best of show.
The best so far, for sure.
I like it.
I mean, this is really beautiful.
What's it again?
This is Redstone's Passion Fruit Nectar. Yep.
So I don't know passion fruit, but whatever.
Nectar is a series. So they do their meads.
So
series.
Nectar is different than juice, right? Like, is this true nectar? I wonder.
Well,
you know,
because they call it nectar. That's their series.
So that's just
a series of their.
So they probably used juice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got one more to do. So let's
Uno mas.
Dive into G.
I kind of hate to let F go, but
I'll come back.
Yeah, I'm
going to
finish F. That's nice.
Yeah. Finish that later.
Get off your F and get on to G.
Onto the G spot. I'm no stranger to this guy. Ooh.
So also G is 21.8%.
This is the biggest mead we'll have.
Yeah, this is the big bad Baptist, if you will.
And it's wait till she tells you all about this one. It's very interesting.
Okay. Well, let me take a little.
Okay. So this this mead is like other meads based on honey and water, which is what we expect.
I like that.
But with inspiration from a blank tradition, they have mixed mead with snaps.
With what?
This schnapps. Mead.
Oh, schnapps.
No, snap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. So it's stronger than the traditional mead and gets an aftertaste of snaps, but still retains the mead's sweetness and characteristics.
Snaps are shots.
Yeah.
What? So basically, they've added aquavit, shots of aquavit.
So they've added aquavit to this mead.
It's a fortified mead.
It's a fortified mead.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
It's really good.
Which really ups the ante. Okay, yeah, so
I concur.
So this one is $1.19 an ounce.
Oh yeah,
$29.99.
I would say if you're going to buy one of these, this might be the one.
Yep. If you're going to go big, get this guy.
Yeah, this is the Klapischer Mjord.
Okay.
From Dansk.
I like this.
And this is absolutely gorgeous.
This is the best of the bunch.
Yes.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh man, we could do a show on this.
We're still enjoying it. Well, that is going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for enjoying with us this funky media episode. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap the subscribe button. The subscribe button.
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap-a-rooney.
I couldn't tap it.
He was not,
but you just
slow
did.
To tap.
Well, yeah. You know what? We're getting somewhere. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexi, Google, Uncle Larry, or Aunt Claire, please play podcast Sip, Sots, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can always reach us online any old time of the day or night at info@sipssudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip Suds Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news.
Buzz.
You'll be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms.
Thousands. Thousands. That's a new little tagline there.
Sorry. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
Five.
Good old boy, Dave. Say goodbye.
Hey, check me out on Instagram at Good Old Boy Dave. Bye.
What?
Good Old Boy Kendall.
This was wonderful. I've never had this much meat at once, so thank you for having me.
Yay. Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good Old Boy Caperton.
Well, since Good Old Boy Dave was so, direct. Bye. See ya.
Good Old Boy Drew.
Okay, lady. Love you. Bye-bye.
Ooh.
Nice. Wow, that's romantic.
Stud.
Thanks for sticking with us. Enjoy some mead. Keep on chuggling, and see you later.
I'm the boss.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.